I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Here's commentator Jasmine Canick with her views on the future of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
It's only been 19 months, and already NAACP President Bruce Gordon has called it quits. He's resigned, citing irreconcilable differences with the organization's 64-member board of directors, a clear indication that the Black leadership is in a serious crisis.
Apparently, some members of that board heard about Gordon's resignation through alerts on their cell phones, or PDAs. Now, Canick is decades younger than the NAACP's average member. She says all the directors should take wireless technology and other new ideas to the boardroom. In her opinion, the aging organization needs an upgrade, ASAP.
The NAACP, for better or for worse, is the only group recognized around the world for advocating on behalf of Blacks. But in the past several years, the NAACP's silence on critical issues has increasingly frustrated me and caused me to ponder its relevancy. The NAACP refused to address the ever-growing chorus of Black pastors using their pulpits to preach bedroom politics. Then they sat idly by and watched as these same pastors campaigned for a party and a president that could care less about Black people. These were two of the first signs that trouble was coming. Then the NAACP recently condemned Asian Week columnist Kenneth Ng for his Why I Hate Blacks column. But it said nothing about NBA player Tim Hardaway's comments on hating gay people. Please explain to me again why an unknown 23-year-old Asian American has more relevancy to Blacks than a national Black sports figure. The NAACP is 98 years old, and at times I feel like it's being run by 98-year-olds. I don't mean to slight my elders, but I must say to them that you have to bring in new and younger leaders to take the helm of our organizations and causes, or they'll die with you. In politics, there's always much talk about messaging to the seniors because they vote. But what's going to happen when the seniors die off? Who is going to be the new consistent vote in the Black community? If we hope to have one, the NAACP is going to have to take up issues and causes that have relevancy to people under 40, like the misogyny and sexism in today's rap lyrics that dominate our lives, or the continued gang violence that plagues Black communities across America. The future of the NAACP is now in the hands of the organization's board. And I hope that they see their questioning relevancy as an issue and re-examine the way that they're doing business. Maybe they could start with reducing the number of board members down from 64. I am of the belief that the NAACP is needed, but we need to bring the organization into the 21st century. The NAACP is the organization that is looked to when something bad is said or done to Blacks. When it speaks, America listens. No one wants to incur the wrath of the NAACP. But it is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and it is in a state of crisis, to say the least. And by the very definition of our race, so are we. It's time to explore new ways of thinking and to invite new people to the table. If we don't, it's very likely that the NAACP will cease to be relevant to entire generations of young Blacks and eventually disappear altogether.
Jasmine Canick is an activist based in Los Angeles.